Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's Thursday, June 11th, 2015. You've tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, bakiministries.wix.com/Baki. Check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, and Google+. We are covering the World Wide Web, making sure that you remember that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I am excited that you guys have tuned in today because we're in our countdown. That's right, we're heading towards our 300th episode. Yay! So, today's show is going to be power-packed and information loaded. Hope you got your pen, your pencil, and that you are ready for this. So, I've been studying this thing because I've enrolled back in some more online classes because I have to grow further, and I am aware of that, so therefore I'm willing to do what I need to do, as in time management and shift some things here and put some things there so that I can continue to further better and improve upon what I'm already doing. So I've enrolled in online classes, and one of the first things that they talked about yesterday was acting and getting out of the box, and there is no box, and creating your own way. I was like, wait, I've been saying that for a while now, but have I actually been applying it? See, it's one thing to say stuff with a spirit of expectation, but when you start to apply that to your life, it's like when you get a cut on your finger, and it's kind of deep, but it's not deep enough for stitches. You've got to apply some Neosporin to it, or you have to apply some peroxide to it, because with the application, you are now saying there's no more room for germs or diseases or whatever. You are now putting a barrier in between what could potentially hurt you and the natural healing process that must happen. So as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. We have to do the same thing in our lives. We go through these situations, these trials, these messy circumstances, and then we just keep going. There's not gaping wounds, like we're not bleeding, like we're not still emotionally scarred, like there's not some emotional footprint or, you know, some sort of emotional damage from what we've been through. And we just keep going and going and going like we're really energized bunny rabbits. At the end of the day, we're human. At this moment in your life, you're human. And so as a human, you bleed, you feel, and you have to acknowledge that. And then you have to give your feelings space to be what they are. And your feelings can't necessarily dictate your actions, but you can't ignore your feelings either because they are what they are. And so we go through life with these gaping wounds. We never apply any sort of spiritual or antiseptic to it. We don't wash the wound out. We just keep going, and it plagues us, and we carry that to our next situation, and we carry that to our next experience. We're walking around wounded and not even bandaged. And some stuff does heal without bandage, but some stuff does require additional help, additional support. We do need some Neosporin. We do need to talk it out. We need to hear ourselves say, oh, my gosh, this relationship is over, or this stage of my life is over. Okay, this is time for transition. And we have to hear ourselves say it, and it may sound silly or stupid or not even necessary, but the reality is until you process a situation fully, you can't move past it. We've gone through this and that and the other, and we haven't processed it, and so we get stuck. And so that's why you're in relationship after relationship with different people, but you're going through the same stuff because you're stuck. You're going through job after job, different positions, but you're still stuck. Class after class, different professors, but you're still stuck because you haven't dealt with the root issue. You haven't dealt with the wound. You haven't dealt with the hurt and the despair and other feelings that you just keep carrying around with you, almost like a badge of honor and almost like a war wound. So look at that scar right there. And that's why I did such and such. And that's cool. Like if you're a vet or you're like a biker or something, you survived it. But we can't keep wearing these emotional scars as badges of honor because they're not. What they are, they are reminders of something you have not dealt with appropriate, and you cannot fully move forward in life until you deal with those things. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the little things that keep plaguing us. Why do you keep procrastinating when you know it's not doing you any good? Oh, I'm talking to myself, sorry. Why do you keep going back to this old behavior if you know it's not helping you? Why do you continue to drink despite the diagnosis of cirrhosis? drink alcohol. I'm not talking about Pepsi. I'm talking about the real heavy, hard stuff. Why are you doing this to yourself when you know it's not doing you any good? I was talking to my sister, and I was like, honey, that's a form of suicide. And she was like, I don't see it. Well, it's not her situation, but we're talking about someone else. And I was like, this person's really just killing themselves, and they're killing themselves slowly. And she's like, I never looked at it like that. And I was like, it's exactly what it is. Because anytime someone tells you, this right here is going to, if you continue this behavior, this action is going to lead to death, and you continue on that action, you're welcoming death. And my thing is, I've gotten frustrated with the situation. So I'm like, if you're going to welcome death, go on and hurry up and do it and stop dragging everybody else around with you. Because at some point in life, you've got to decide, do I want this wound? Do I want this bandage? Do I want to continue on? Or do I want to start making the changes? And when you get really serious about making those changes, it's going to be a difficult decision for you to say, nope, I don't want alcohol. I want my future more than that. No, I don't want to continue to eat at these buffets and this greasy food. I want my arteries clear for my future. No, I'm not going to continue to sit in front of the TV and watch this reality stuff when I could be creating my own reality. No, I'm not going to let my children just play on electronics all day. I'm going to actually interact and parent with them. You know, these are little life choices, and we can think all day that it doesn't make a difference, the little things in our life, but the reality is there's something out there called the butterfly effect. What? Yeah. And so, of course, scientists have studied for years the little effects of things. And so the theory goes like a butterfly on one side of the world can flap his wings and cause a hurricane on the other side of the world because through time and energy and space, the flapping of the wings, the movement of the air gets greater and greater and greater and greater and greater. So essentially it's pretty much the same principle that one person can make a big difference, and you don't know how deep of a footprint you're leaving on Earth. So you might as well go ahead on and live what? Your life out loud, like we say, every week. So here's the thing. If you think it doesn't work, here's how I rationalize it in my mind. There are millions of great people who've made history in the world. None of them made it by themselves. They made it because they were one person who made a stand for something. And we can all think of people who are just dynamic leaders. May have been on a good side, may have been on a bad side, but dynamic leaders who had a belief or a conviction so strong that other people jumped on board with it. What if you became the dynamic leader in your life with your conviction so strong, whatever side of fence it is, your conviction was just so strong that other people just jumped on board with you. Like, yes, you can do it. You can make it. You can go for it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the butterfly effect. We can look at great people throughout history books. We can name a few, and we can like, yes, that person, they had something about them. That something about them was called conviction. Then it was called perseverance. Then there was a team around them that kept them going. At some point in time, even though you think you're an island, you're Superwoman, you're Superman, and you put your cape on every morning, at some point in time, you're going to need somebody to lean on, to depend on, to trust in, to bounce your ideas off of. And these need to be sound-minded people, not just people who are like, yes, go do it, go jump in front of that car and test out this theory, see if you're going to get hit. No, don't jump in front of the car. You need sound-minded people that will help you plan, that will motivate you and say, hey, you want to open up a business? Let's go take some business classes together. You can do this side, I can do that side. Hey, let's do this crazy thing. Let's be med students. Let's go head on and commit our lives to that. Or let's go be psychologists. Let's go make a difference this way instead of being the local drug dealer making a difference that way, because the consequences of each, I mean, are different. So you have to decide, what is it that your calling, your purpose, your passion is? Where is your conviction? Where is it in your life? Is it that children are just your everything and you want to do everything you can to protect them? So you want to be a social worker, you want to be a daycare teacher, you want to be a preschool educator? All of those are important positions because, you know what, someone taught me at 2 and a half to tie my shoe. It's a skill I use every day, and it shouldn't be taken for granted, because if I walk around with untied shoes, I can trip and fall, bust my head open, got a concussion. See, all those things are negative because no one ever taught me the little things, the basic things. And if you're a teacher or you're an educator, do not despise your position, because you are framing and shaping and molding the lives of future generations, and who knows the butterfly effects of that. Because we've all had dynamic educators who are not in it for the money, because there's no money there, but who are in it for the passion and the thrill. And they came to work each day facing insurmountable obstacles, but they still did it because they knew that they would make a difference. And you never know which student's life you're going to affect and have the most impact on, but you go there with that same fire and conviction every day, day in and day out, knowing that one day, one of them, at least one, will make some dynamic contribution to the world because you cared enough to show up, because you cared enough to listen, and because you cared enough to invest. And people who don't do that with their lives, they end up bitter. They end up just saddened and weighed down by life because they're not contributing. So if you think your contribution is small, just know that this theory of the butterfly effect is so real. And even the smallest contribution that you're making to your family, your neighborhood, your community, your city, your county, your government, that contribution that you're making has ripple effects that are just out there. And the world needs that contribution, but it's never going to get it if you keep filling your time with social media, not doing anything, worrying about what someone else did 42 years ago. Your stuff is never going to get handled as long as you're doing everything else for everyone else and distracted when it's time for you to really buckle down and be about your business. See, again, your life is just that dash on a tombstone, and convinced, and I'm excited to turn my dash into an exclamation point. Turn it sideways, I'm like, wow, she did that. She lived her life. She was impactful because she used her gift of gab and she made an impact on the world. 300 episodes, that's no small fry. 300 episodes is a brilliant, wonderful thing, and I can pat myself on the back because I could have just stayed in my own little comfort, in my own little shell, and be like, nope, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to risk this. I'm not going to do that. What if someone hears it, they don't agree? What if I mess up? What if it's wrong? There's 700 other things that could have happened, but I'm choosing to stay the course. I'm choosing to fight the good fight. I'm choosing to move forward because it's not just about me. We're part of this whole global system. And if it doesn't affect anyone else besides me, it's still okay because the butterfly effect is still in effect. And once you put something on the World Wide Web, we don't know how far it goes, but we don't know how close it touches either. We just put it out there. And so that's your job. Get in line with your gift. Get in line with your calling. Get in line with your purpose. Spend that time with you, doing what you need to do for you, and get out there and make something happen in your life. Push yourself further. Because what does Eric Thomas say all the time? He says pain is temporary. And he's not lying. I've been there. I've done that. When I started the whole wellness thing again and I started my whole walking routine, the first couple of days were the hardest because it hurt. Those lazy muscles and bones had to now interact and get moving and get motivated, and the pain was so real in the moment. But every time I stopped, every time I rested, guess what? The pain went away. And as the pain subsided, I was like, yes, I can push further. I can go farther. I can do more because the pain is gone. And some days that was great, and some days the pain was still there, and I still had to push further because I was not at my destination. A lot of us want to stop short of our destination and set up camp. You have a destination to reach. You have a calling to achieve. You have a purpose to get out of this gift called life. You have got to do the same thing. You've got to turn your dash into an exclamation point. The world needs you to figure it out and figure it out quickly and get back on track and get back on track quickly. You cannot continue to allow the vices that you've been using, the cigarettes, the alcohol, the drugs, the sex, the porn, all that other stuff is a distraction from your goal, and it's holding you back. It's harnessing in what you need to give to the world. It's nothing like harnessed energy. Eventually, it's going to break forth, and either it's going to break forth on the negative or it's going to break forth on the positive. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are on the positive when everything within you breaks forth, when your water actually breaks and you're about to birth out that very thing that you've been carrying. You need to know that you're in the right place for this to happen. You need to be there mentally. You need to be there physically. That's why it's so important for you to visualize every aspect of stuff now. What does it look like in your office? What does it feel like? What type of chair are you sitting in? What type of wall designs do you have? What type of inspirational music are you playing on? What mantra are you saying to yourself? What are you seeing around you? What do you see when you look out your window? Therefore, when opportunity does arrive and you actually get to that place, you're like, I knew it was going to look like this. I knew it was going to feel like this. And this is only confirmation so that you can go to the next level of elevation, so that you can go forward. When you start to visualize what scent is in your plug-in in your office, and every time you walk down the aisle in the grocery store and you smell that particular scent, you know, wait a minute, that Hawaiian breeze, that's going to be blowing in my office one day. That Hawaiian breeze right there, that's going to be plugged into my wall in front of my desk with my name on it as the CEO, as the director. You need to get that deep in your visualizations. Like, yes, you smell that? I smell the cologne I'll be wearing on graduation day. I know exactly what it smells like. I know, because all of these things, all of your senses are playing a major role. They are reminding you, and they're there for you to remember who you are in this world. You are a beautiful entity. You are a unique creature. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are designed and handcrafted, very unique in all that you say and do. But you've got to be willing to walk that out and no longer hide that. Because if you continue to hide, the world will never know. And your gift will end up in a cemetery like so many others. And then we have to wait a generation and another generation for someone else to get a gift similar to yours, when you could have manifested that thing, but you let fear hold you back, and you let finances hold you back, and you let lack of faith hold you back. One of my favorite Bible verses is, Lord, help my unbelief. I don't care how spiritual or conscious you are, there are times when we have unbelief, even in ourselves, in our gifts, in our calling, in our desires, in our heart. And we have to decide, you know, am I going to walk this out? Am I going to leap this out? Am I just going to sit here with it? There's nothing worse than sitting with your gift lying dormant inside of you. That's such a sad existence. So sad that day after day, the world is suffering because, in actuality, you're being selfish. You're being selfish by being guided by fear. You're being selfish by procrastinating any further. You're being selfish by not believing in yourself. What? That doesn't make sense. It makes perfect and absolute sense. Because you are being controlled by your fears, the world is suffering because we don't have your gift. Because you are being held back by whatever great Aunt Susie, Jemima, whoever she was, said about you. The higher you go, the more people are going to have something to say. It is what it is. Let the people talk. It's just the echo. And what's an echo? A voice has gone out and it's just repeating itself over and over again, and the sound eventually will fade. What they say about you does not matter nearly as much as what you are saying about you and how you believe in you and what you're willing to do with this gift called life that you have. It's a gift, and it's yours by purpose. It's yours by design. It's a blank canvas for you to paint on. It's a blank canvas for you to work. It's a blank canvas for you to decide, you know what? I really do like the color chartreuse, and I'm going to paint it. I'm going to paint with it. I'm going to make chartreuse the best color ever. It's up to you to decide. When you accept the power that you have in your life, you are unstoppable. You are dynamic in and of yourself, and you don't need anyone else to pump you up because you've already come to life pumped up and filled up. You're standing on your mantras. You're standing on your prayers. You're standing on your beliefs, and you have shown up in your full essence. I'm excited. And I know that 300 episodes doesn't seem like a lot to some people, but it's a milestone for us because there were times when it didn't look like it was going to happen. There were seasons of despair. There were seasons of hurt. There were seasons where things just were not working out. And we had to decide, hey, are we going to move forward in this? And we did. We took some breaks. Because what? Because pain is temporary. But when the pain subsided, we kept it moving. And sometimes even with the pain, we had to keep it moving because sometimes you've got to be the wounded warrior. You've got to be the visionary that goes forth because if you don't bring it to pass, who will? There are certain things you can't pass on to other generations. You just have to own that moment and work what you got. And work with what you've got, working with what you have, will lead you towards another level. Or you could just sit by on the sidelines. Be like, I'm going to get this championship ring anyways. Don't let somebody else do all the work. But how is that turning your dash into an exclamation point? It's not. And how is that living out loud? It's not. You were not meant to sit on the sidelines. You're not even comfortable on the sidelines. You know that bench is hurtful and all the wrong places. It's time to get off the bench. And, yeah, it's okay to cheer some of your teammates on occasionally, but every now and then you're going to have to get back into this game. You're going to have to do what you got to do. Stretch out the muscles you need to stretch out. See whatever clinician you need to see. Work with the massage therapist, work with the physical therapist, work with the occupational therapist, and go forward in life. Because if you just stay stagnant, you're going to start to stink. Then your life is going to start to stink. And no one wants to be around all that because you're not talking about anything. You're not going anywhere. You're not feeling any, you know, positive vibes or energy. And then people are going to start to disassociate themselves. And we all need to be around people or in some way, shape, or form, and not all isolated in our own little worlds just on social media, because really social media has become anti-social media, meaning you're not out there interacting with people, and even when you're out with people, you're still on your phone. We're letting life pass us by. That's a whole nother episode. So back to turning our dash into an exclamation point. As a voice of empowerment and coaching and ministry for the past, 10-11 years, our outreach has grown, and we want each and every one of you to know that you are important and that you're making a difference. And even as you listen and we see our stats and we see our demographics, we know that you are impactful where you are, and we want to make sure that you still have the tools necessary for you to continue to be impactful, that you are just, that you are walking out loud. You are walking in your purpose. You are walking in your calling. You are walking in your destiny. And, you know, at some point in time, it feels right. And then at other points in time along the way, it just feels wrong. Like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And you can get this panic about you. But just know that if it's meant to be, it's up to you to make it happen. If it's going to be dynamic, there's some things that you might have to die to in order to get there. If it's going to be beautiful and just the way you've envisioned it in your dreams to actually manifest, there might be some dark times. There will be dark times. Let me stop. There will be rain. And you might need that umbrella we were talking about a couple of shows ago. And you might need that inspiration, that self-pep talk. All right, we're going to get this job. We're going to go on this interview. We're going to blow their socks off. And even if they don't hire us, we're going to make such a great impression on them that they have no choice but to remember us. And maybe another position will come along and they'll call us then when their time and their opportunity is right. And when the fruit is ready to be picked and when it's harvest season, they'll pick us. You've got to go in there and get them. You've got to go in there like, wow, this is my life. Here are my qualifications. I have shown up and I'm ready to be an active participant in my own life. I'm ready to take control back. This little thing right here does not control me. I control my life. This muscle pain does not control me. I'm going on despite the pain. This negative doctor's report does not control me. I can decide my new wellness plan. This does not. These habits and addictions don't control me. I'm greater than the addiction. My future is more powerful than my past. What I have in front of me, my expectation is greater than what was behind me. The negativity, I'm leaving it behind me. And you got to make that point and that purpose in your life. And you got to announce that to your life. Like, yeah, we did all of that back there. But today we're doing something different. This week is different. Next week is going to be greater. And always going to be greater is if I'm willing to lay down some things, to sacrifice some things, to crucify some things, to put away some things that are not for my good. It's not meaning me any, not meaning me any good. And we can't continue to blame some sort of hidden enemy for a lot of the stuff that we're doing to ourselves. Oh, such and such made me do it. You know, I got a good angel and a bad angel. And, you know, my mom and them always did it this way. Okay, all that sounds real good. But the reality of the situation is this. You have your life to lead. You have to make some choices and decisions. And they're not the easy ones to make. At this moment in your life, you need to decide, is it for my good? Then I'm going to continue on it. If it's for my bad, I'm going to leave it behind. And sometimes that's hard when we've got soul ties and feelings and emotions and children and responsibilities with other people. But at some point, you've got to decide to live your life and your set up your guidelines, set up your boundaries, and stick to it. Because once people find out that your boundaries will waver, they're going to keep testing and trying to get over and get around and get under and all the other ways that they can try to get in, because other people don't necessarily like change either. And so when you start to see change in other people, that's a red flag. You're like, what's going on with you? What's going on? Oh, you acting antisocial. You acting different. Yes, because I want something different. Oh, you acting shady. I'll call it what you want, but I need to move and position myself in a powerful way for what's about to come my way. I have a high spirit of expectancy. And after that, you really don't have to explain yourself to people, because what you'll do is you'll explain yourself out of your blessing, or you'll explain yourself out of your circumstance. Like, oh, yeah, you're right, I was this. And they'll try to talk you down and talk about you and talk until they're blue in the face, trying to convince you to stay low. But you don't have to stay low. You don't have to stay and just have a dash for a life. You can really have an exclamation point. And I'm not saying it's for everyone to jump out of planes so you can feel the adrenaline, or ride roller coasters so you can feel the adrenaline. Just do right where you are. Be helpful to people in your area, in your immediate circle, where you are. The differences you make where you are can stretch globally, can give you the same exhilaration as someone who jumps out of an airplane. Someone who does some adrenaline-seeking thing and, you know, is good at it. And that's fine and good if that's your thing. Go for it. Woohoo! But if your thing is also to help out at the homeless shelter or to help out at the food pantry, you never know whose life you can reach in those places as well. To stop by nursing homes and visit people whose family members may not live nearby. Again, butterfly effect. Now, how small and gentle a butterfly is, you can't even touch his wings. Because if you touch the wings, then the powder comes off. They can't flap anymore. But as gentle as a butterfly is, the flapping of a butterfly's wings, that one simple act repeated over and over again, can cause a great difference somewhere else in the world. Your small, simple acts can cause a great difference somewhere else in the world. You are creating something right now with your little acts of kindness and your sweet smile and the jokes that you're bringing to the table, brightening other people's day, pouring into another generation, speaking life over people, reminding them that it's not as hard as they think it is. And even though it's this hard, it can get better. Right now, what you're doing is good. But we can always do greater. You can flap those wings a little bit harder. You can flap for your own future. You can flap for your own family. And you can be that example, that role model, that person of interest who's doing something with their life on a positive level. You have got to come to yourself and say, hey, let's have a meeting about this. Start looking at those high-end magazines and start cutting out the pictures of the stuff you want. Start sitting up when you wake up in the morning and visualizing how it feels in that new house. What does your new paint smell like? What does that new carpet look like? How does that feel on your toes when you get out of bed? How will that new carpet affect you? Oh, my gosh. What view do you see out your window? Are you in the mountains? Are you in a community? Are you surrounded by neighbors? What does it look like? What type of trees are in your front yard? What's your landscape look like? Who's cutting the grass? These are things you need to visualize, because when it starts coming down the barrel, you know that all things are working together according to your good, according to your life, according to your visions, your dreams, your desires. Your gifts and talents are making room for you. Now you've got to make room for them. I'm Rev J, and this has been another great episode of Couch Conversations. But it's not over until you let it be over. Turn your dash into an exclamation point and live your life out loud. Live with purpose. Parameters and just enjoy it. It's not as bad as it seemed yesterday. Today is great and tomorrow's going to be even better. Keep your faith. Stick to what you know and then grow further. Y'all have a great one. I will talk to you next week. I'm so excited because our 300th episode is coming up. So y'all keep tuning in. As always, may the God of peace restful and abide with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. Have a good one. Bye-bye.